USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Navy's top admiral will soon decide the fate of the ship captain who was fired after pleading for commanders to move faster to safeguard his infected crew on the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Admiral Mike Gilday will decide whether Navy Captain Brett Crozier stepped out of line when he went around the chain of command and sent an email pushing for action to stop the outbreak. 660 sailors on the aircraft carrier, now docked in Guam, have tested positive for the virus and 7 have been hospitalized. One sailor has died and more than 4,000 of the ship's 5,000 crew members have been moved for quarantine. The review won't be limited to Crozier. It will also look at the command climate on the ship and higher up within the Pacific-based fleet to determine if there's broader leadership issues. Gilday could decide that Crozier acted in the best interest of his crew and was unfairly removed and could reinstate him as captain of the Roosevelt. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.